had a lot of things on my mind, especially this morning, and I feel like I've been refreshed, and I appreciate so much what has gone before. And I know sometimes a tendency in the afternoon service is to kind of get a little sleepy, especially if we got a full bellies and get a little warm and stuff like that. So I'm going to try to keep it upbeat a little bit and try to keep us engaged in this, because this is needful. This time that we have to set aside to listen to the gospel one more time should never ever become routine.
Amen.
It should always be refreshing. It should always be new. That old story should be new to us each and every time we hear it.
Amen.
So real quick, Romans 15. I want one verse out of Romans 15, verse 4. Paul says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." This is for us, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. That we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Where is your hope lying today? Is your hope lying in the unsearchable riches of this world? Is your hope lying in the political system of this country or whatever? Or is your hope lies straightly on the blood of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
If that's where it is, then we can bring hope in that, because that's real hope. There's real strength there. Because our Lord is not dead, He is alive.
Amen.
He's alive evermore. And He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession for you and I.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to think about that in the court and the judgment seat of every single day, where the gavel comes down and I'm found guilty, like Brother Ricky Harcrow says, I got a friend in the court.
Lord, yes, amen.
I've got a friend. You know, that's a better friend than you could ever have on this planet.
Amen.
Is somebody like Jesus Christ. But Jesus didn't just come in His earthly ministry and then go ascend the Father and say, y'all have a good time, do what you best you can.
No,
we have right here, we have recorded. This, I like to think about, is history, but it's His story.
Amen.
This is His Word, His written Word that He has given to us. And I'm so thankful that it's in my language.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that I have it, that I can read it. It's tangible. And brother and sister, I'm so thankful that this day and age, the Word of God is so readily available out there. You know,
Amen.
That you can get it anyway.
Amen.
But I like the printed form. Because you know what? Nobody can hack this. This can't be altered. I had my Bible app on my phone one day, and I went to look at it and see the verse of the day, and I was just like, well, that ain't right. It had changed. It wasn't on King James anymore. And say, who did that? I guess it was some update that happened, whatever. I had to go back and change it back. But nobody can change this. So for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. So we need to be learning from the Scriptures. I think it's 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. You know, that verse starts with the word study, and it ends with truth, right?
Amen.
So we need to study truth.
Amen.
Well, we heard a wonderful thing about truth this morning, right? And the truth is that our Lord, He is God.
Amen.
He is the one who has made us. He is the one who is blessing us. He is the one who is still there blessing us each and every day, who daily loadeth us with benefits, as the psalmist would say, right?
Yeah.
He says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience. Anybody out there need a little more patience?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to show your hand. I know it. I get it. I'm the only one here that needs some patience. I get it. But we need patience. And when we hold to the Scriptures, when we read the Scriptures, when we just learn upon these, I love that we have example after example of people just like us.
Amen.
Their faith was weak, just like us. There's things where we're having bad days, just like us. Going through the same kind of struggles, just like us. You know, times may change, technology changes, but like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
There's nothing new under the sun. People are still the same. We still have our faults. We still have our problems. And we're still trying to make ourselves God.
Right.
But whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Let's learn. You know, I heard one time that you need to learn from the mistakes of others, because you're not going to live long enough to make them all yourself. It's true.
That's right.
It's true. We need to learn from the mistakes of others.
Amen.
And we can be leaps and bounds ahead of some folks by learning from some of those mistakes. But you know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Right.
I tell you, all the stuff that's going on in Washington nowadays, you would think that somebody might, hey, this has been tried before.
Right.
We tried to do that. That didn't work. But you know what? The old saying is, well, maybe it'll work this time. Maybe it'll work this time. I tell you what's going to work this time, following after His word.
Amen.
So whatsoever things written aforetime, written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures. And then if we go to 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, talks about the Scriptures. Well, Paul is instructing Timothy in 3:16. You know, we all love those 3:16. We all love John 3:16. How about all the other 3:16s? Well, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. I think I missed a word there.
Correction.
Correction. There. See, I need correcting. Sometimes we just need correcting. But it says correction for instruction in righteousness. We need instructing in righteousness. So for whatsoever things written aforetime, we need to be reading the Scriptures and reading the old gospel that Jesus Christ came in this world to save sinners.
Amen.
He saved sinners. And we sang that song this morning. It's like, it is finished.
Yes.
When Jesus proclaimed from the cross that it is finished, brothers and sisters, it's done.
Amen.
It's finished. It's over with. This battle has been fought and won. But you know what? So many times, people that are not of the same persuasion, they'll say, well, if I believe the way you believe, that grace is free and Jesus Christ finished the work, what's the point in preaching the gospel? Brothers and sisters, what's the point in preaching the gospel? Preaching the gospel is the good news, proclaiming the
Amen.
Good news. The gospel is our instruction in righteousness.
Amen.
We can be a blessing to one another.
Amen.
We can be a strength and a stronghold for somebody else, relying upon the strength of the Lord. And learning on this, an instruction in righteousness. I need instructing in His righteousness. I want to be like my Lord. I want to follow after Him. So many times I find myself not. So many times I find myself doing the things I shouldn't. But brother and sister, I have the instruction in righteousness. I have it right here. It's right here. It's there. I can feel it. I can read it. I can go back to it. So we have the instruction in righteousness. In verse 17, I love it. Because not only do we have the instruction in righteousness, not only is it the inspired Word of God. Real quick, a note. This isn't just a bunch of helpful hints, right?
Amen.
This is the inspired Word of God.
Right.
I'm going to chase that right real quick. Going to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. If I can get to it, verse 16, Peter's saying, "We have not followed cunningly devised fables."
Right.
These ain't a bunch of fairy tales. You know, some people refer to them as the Bible stories and stuff, and I get what they're saying. But brothers and sisters, these are true accounts.
Amen.
This is actual history. This is not history that can be rewritten. But it says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses to His majesty." You know, Peter was one of those that got to behold His glory on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Right.
You know, all these brethren had a hard time in their life. All of these people that proclaimed that Jesus was the Christ. You know, they weren't looked on very favorably by a lot of people in this life. Are we going to be looked on favorably? Sometimes. Sometimes we may not.
Amen.
But He was eyewitnesses to His majesty. Now, granted, we weren't there. I wasn't there. But I have it here. I can read about it. I can understand it. I can see it. But then go on quickly down to verse 21. It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. It's not in private interpretation. Remember, Paul was telling Timothy that's the inspired word of God. And Peter's reminding us that this is not a private interpretation. For he said, verse 21, for the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
So real quick, this is not just a bunch of ideas that people pin down. You know, yes, it's 66 books and some 40-odd penmen, but there's only one author.
Amen.
God the Father. God is the author of His Word. So all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That. This is why it's important for us. That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Wait a minute, Brother Kenneth. We're primitive Baptists. We don't believe in works.
Sure.
There's a lot of times I wish I had a dollar for every time I had that kind of conversation with somebody. No, we're perfect and truly furnished unto all good works. Do you remember Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, where it says all Scripture is, that's 2 Timothy 3:16, 5:16, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, is, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
Right.
Well, if they're going to see the good works, we got to be doing them, right?
Yeah, right.
They've got to see them. But that's how they glorify your Father. That's how you do it. That's how we are to act. That's how we're supposed to do. This book of instruction, if you will, is how we are to interact with one another and to bring glory to our Father.
Amen.
That's what it is. You know, that's the gospel in a nutshell. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to bring glory unto Him. We're supposed to praise Him. We're supposed to honor Him. And Jesus Himself even summed up the Ten Commandments by saying, love God and love one another. Brothers and sisters, it's so imperative that we utilize this book of instruction. I know sometimes it's hard to call it a book because there's no other book like this. There's no other work of literature like this. You can't find one piece of literature like this.
Amen.
Where there's so many different people that writing things down that harmonizes together. Why? Again, there's only one author.
Amen.
One author of this book. But this book of instructions, it's an instruction in righteousness. Because I need instructing in righteousness. I want to be like His righteousness. I want to know of His righteousness. I want to know these good things. Remember, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. We need to be instructed by this book. It needs to be our life. You know, so many times people try to say, well, the Bible, it just doesn't make any sense, or I don't understand the these and the thous, and, you know, it's old, it needs to be updated or whatever. No, brothers and sisters, the Bible doesn't need to be rewritten, it just needs to be reread.
Amen.
And read again, and over again. But this is the inspired Word of God, and it's profitable for us. So many times people want to think about their life. You know, it's like, man, I wish life came with a manual because, you know, life can throw you down or whatever. You know what? It does. It's the Word of God. Oh, marriage problems or whatever. I wish husbands and wife came with a manual. The Word of God. Children. Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. The Word of God. You know, it's almost like whoever wrote this book didn't need to learn a thing. The wisdom that is in this, the wisdom alone. I tell you, you could just go and just pick out one book, the book of Proverbs. How much wisdom is packed within that?
Amen.
And that's just one part of the Word of God. There's so much there. There's so much needful in our life for this. It's our book of instruction. It's instruction of righteousness. But he says it is profitable. It's profitable in our lives. You know, you're having problems in your life. There's things that you need to do. You know, you want your life to be profitable. I want my life to be profitable. I want my family to thrive. I want us to do well. Brothers and sisters, follow the Lord. Read His Word.
Amen.
Let this book engulf your life. This is needful. This is our daily bread each and every day that we need to partake of. We need to come to that point where we're like Job, where we esteem the Word of God more than our necessary food. I'm not there yet. Brother Joe, I like to eat.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, but I tell you, if I get to a point where I esteem this word more than my necessary food. Because another thing in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are those things He's talking about? All those things that people work so hard and fret so much and about there and spend so much of their money on is, you know, food, clothing, raiment, all this, you know, new car, new house, all these flashy things that they're trying to lust after. He says, follow Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, because He will provide. Now, I'm not telling you can just read your Bible and go sit out there in the field and the Lord's going to feed you. You know, my favorite example of that is, you know, the Lord doesn't expect us to lean on a shovel and pray for a hole.
Right.
We've got some work to do. Oh, get back to those good works, right?
Amen.
Well, thanks be unto God, we have a thorough furnisher unto all good works. We want to know how to do some good works. We need to be reading the Word of God. We want to know how to be that righteousness of Christ. We need to learn about it. So remember, whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort. You know, the more comfort we have in our life, and I'm not talking about being comfortable, being lazy, being at ease. No, there's a difference between being comfortable and being comforted.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the Scriptures should be a comfort to us.
Amen.
But it gives us hope. It gives us a reason to keep going. It gives us a reason to reach down and pick up that cross and follow Him, because it's worth it. Paul would say that the sufferings at this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Brothers and sisters, that doesn't give you hope. If you don't read where the thief on the cross that at one time was cursing the Lord Jesus, but had a change of mind and said, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. You know, if he can reach that man, he can reach anybody.
Amen.
Brother and sister, we should take great comfort and great hope in the Scriptures that He has given us, and esteem His Word. Yes, we have the Word, the capital W, right? The Word of God. But He's given us His Word, our instructions, how we're to live our life, how we're to keep on going. You know, like I said, when He ascended into heaven, He didn't just say, good luck. No. Remember, He told them He was going away, and He said, I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. He's talking about the form of the Holy Ghost. We have the Spirit dwelling within us. And brothers and sisters, when we read the Word of God, that Spirit within us revives. It's renewed. It's like a well of water, brothers and sisters. Like the Lord told the woman at the well, it's like a well springing up within you. Sometimes this life can leave your mouth dry. Sometimes you can feel like you're in the desert. Sometimes you're parched. Brothers and sisters, come. Drink of this water. Refresh your soul. Have that comfort of these Scriptures. Have the comfort of every of this. And remember all those good works that we need to be doing. We need to be doing them. Remember, foreordained that we should walk in them. You will read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that He had before ordained that we should walk in them. We need to be doing this. We need to be working and working and helping and trying to help one another, and being that Barnabas, if you will, that load lifter, coming up beside one another.
Yes.
And the best place to start is the household of faith. If you can't get it right here, how are we supposed to get it right out there?
That's right.
How are we supposed to get it right out there? You know, because the Scriptures also tell us to love our enemies. Ooh. Yep, see, I've already gone to meddling, right? Love our enemies. How do we do that? How do we forgive? How do we do all these? We have the instructions right here. All right, guys, let's not be the average Joe and just crumple up the instructions and say, I'm just going to do this my way. No, we've already heard right this morning, remember? He is the way,
amen,
the truth, and the life. He's given us His Word. So this is our instruction in righteousness. You want your life to be profitable? Read the Word of God. You want your life to be successful? Now, I'm not trying to be no health and welfare preacher. There's only one place I know of that the word success is used in the Scriptures. And you remember where that's at? Joshua. I'll close with this. Go to the book of Joshua. I know we got a little Joshua back there. He's got a good name. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. I won't take time to read the whole chapter, but in verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You know, Joshua was called to lead the children of Israel after the death of Moses. Would you like that job?
No.
Oh, no. My goodness, no. But he did tell Joshua that because he was with Moses, he would be with him. But he says in verse 8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times people say, well, I've tried to follow the Lord of God. I've tried to follow Him, but you know, my bank account still says negative something every once in a while. Yeah? That's not the prosperous He's talking about. Mm-hmm. He will bless you. If He's called you to go there, He's going to help you get there.
Amen.
Like what He told the disciples, let us go to the other side. They were going to get to the other side.
Yes.
Didn't matter what was going on in between. They were going to get to the other side. Sometimes we may have to get a little seasick, but we're going to get to the other side.
Amen.
And we can find comfort in these Scriptures. Renew our faith in Him and our trust in the Lord. Seeking Him first. Putting a priority on following Him and following His Word. Because this is more than just a bunch of words. This is the Word that He has blessed us with. Our instruction in righteousness. So whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Let us learn. Learn in patience and comfort that we might have hope. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.